Mustering up the courage to reveal a secret is never easy. We tend to think carefully about our word choice and prepare to be met with judgment or anger. It can be terrifying, which is why so many secrets remain secret. Imagine what it might be like to be a teenager who finally summons the nerve to tell his conservative Asian family that he is bisexual. Indian game developer Nikki Case has developed a game that helps you experience that process firsthand. It's called Coming Out Simulator 2014. Part choose your own adventure, part personal account of his own experience, Nikki's game is filled with the kind of word twisting and anxiety and frustration that tends to accompany all sorts of sensitive revelations. And Nikki Case is on the line with more on the Coming Out Simulator. Nikki, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, Virginia.
Give us a quick synopsis, if you would, of the simulator.
So it's a semi-autobiographical game that's very narrative-driven. It's a half-true story about half-truths. And that's because a lot of deciding how much to tell your parents or how much not to tell or just blatant lies, all these are half-truths. And I think we all have that experience, you know, something that's core to what we believe in or core to our identity that other people might not accept. We all have to tiptoe that a fine line between lies, truths, and half-truths.
All right, so that's the big picture. How about actually how the game works? How does one play?
It's basically a conversation simulator. The game starts off with you talking, actually, to me, present-day me, while I tell you about this game. And then when you actually start getting into the game, it travels back 4 years in time to 2010, to the evening where my boyfriend urged me to come out to my parents.
This is your boyfriend at the time. His name is Jack.
His name in the game is Jack. All names except mine have been changed. And yeah, so like throughout the game, it's dialogue, and then you get three choices, usually a lie, a truth, or a half-truth, or some other like combination, which makes it really hard to choose. And from all the feedback I've gotten, people have gotten really stressed, like deciding which answer to choose, because your choices really, really affect everything. Even the tiniest choice, like one thing you say in the beginning of a conversation might get brought up again later on.
Did creating this game give you any kind of distance or perspective on your own experience? I mean, would you attempt the conversation differently now if you had to do it all over?
Definitely. And, you know, writing this story helps me really like organize all my thoughts that I've never really put down into words, let alone interactive words, for 4 years. And so Jack is kind of the flip version of my mother, and my mother's the flip version of Jack. Jack really cares about my identity, but not so much about my safety. And my mother cared a lot about my safety, but not about my identity.
Nikki, you've made the game open source so that it can be modified for other users. So what's your hope for how others are going to use this game?
My hope is that they'll use the game engine, the game code, to tell their own personal stories, tough conversations they've had in their lives, be it breaking up or breaking the bad news. I think games are the best way to really convey that feeling of decision, a choice. People have also translated it. I just found out this morning someone's translated my game to Italian. I can't verify this because I don't speak Italian, but that is awesome that people out there really care about my game and they want other people to experience my experience. Hopefully other languages are to come.
Well, Nikki Case, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Nikki Case is an indie game developer, and you can play his latest game, Coming Out Simulator 2014, for free online. There's a link to that and some of his other projects at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.